Again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. So I guess continuing with the rant, and we'll get into, we got to play Brennan's testimony yesterday, because that's interesting. Talk about that. Listening to, you can't, there is no, there's no truth, really. I mean, it gets right back to Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. This is what's happening in America. We're going fully Machiavellian, it seems, fully evil. Think about the talking points. I mean, again, Mick Mulvaney's description of the Washington ease when it comes to budgetary language was brilliant. And that should be a problem. It shouldn't be allowed to happen. Greg Gutfeld doesn't want to hear the Benjamin Franklin quote. So again, I'll go to Madison. Since the general civilization of mankind, Madison said in a speech of the Virginia Convention to ratify the Constitution, he said, Since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. What's happening now? Do we have gradual and silent encroachments? And are we being encouraged to kind of just accept that and let it be normalized? I mean, you hear it in the subtleties, the nuanced language in the mainstream press, for example. As I said, you know, there was the overwhelming law enforcement presence at Yankee Stadium yesterday. And it's interesting. How do the intelligence community that didn't know that something was happening suddenly know that something else might be happening, like in what's happening in Manchester? We're going full fascist lockdown because there might be another incident. Well, how did you not know about the last one then? How do you suddenly know about another one? It's hogwash. It's nonsense. Provably false, but it's always masked behind this clandestine language. Well, no, we can't tell you how we know, because, you know, then we would be disclosing sources and methods, and so that's classified. It's need to know. We can't tell you about that. It's utterly absurd. Utterly absurd. What's worse, what's more absurd, is that we've normalized it, that it's somehow become okay, acceptable. It's absurd. It's not acceptable to allow this kind of intrigue and deception not just to continue, but to grow. That's what's happening. It's absurd. So Madison said, since the general civilization of mankind, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. And I mean no disrespect to Greg Gutfeld. I think, you know, we've played some of the things he said. I think sometimes he hits it right on the head. He nails it in many instances. But, you know, we're all people. We're all... No one, I think, has the tapped into the fountainhead of knowledge, even though Google wants to be that, and, of course, occlude that from you and keep it for themselves and be able to kind of lead people astray, but I digress. Madison went on to say, but on a candid examination of history, we shall find that turbulence, violence, and abuse of power by the majority trampling on the rights of the minority have produced factions and commotions which in republics have more frequently than any other cause produced despotism. That's what's happening right now in America. It's the Glasnost effect. It's interesting. We'll get to that in a second. I think that Brennan's testimony proved that, if it proved anything. Madison went on to say, if we go over the whole history of ancient and modern republics, we shall find their destruction to have generally resulted from those causes. What causes? the violence, abuse of power by the majority trampling on the rights of the minority, which have produced factions and commotions, which in republics have more frequently than in any other cause produced despotism. And then, of course, you have to include in that the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power. So those forces combine to destroy the republic. And guess what? That's what we're seeing in America right now. Last but not least, Madison, in a letter to Thomas Jefferson in 1788, wrote, "Wherever the real power in government lies, there is the danger of oppression. In our governments, the real power lies in the majority of the community, and the invasion of private rights is chiefly to be apprehended, not from the acts of government contrary to the sense of its constituents, but from acts in which the government is the mere instrument of the major number of the constituents. Enter the Bernays effect." What did Edward Bernays say? You got to have, he talked about that in Chapter 3, among other places, of Propaganda, his book back in 1928. Chapter 3, The New Propagandists. The invisible government tends to be concentrated in the hands of the few, because of the expense of manipulating the social machinery, which controls the opinions and habits of the masses, so, et cetera, et cetera. We have this problem, it's expensive, et cetera, et cetera. What do? We need a proxy. We need an interlocutor. For this reason, there is an increasing tendency to concentrate the functions of propaganda in the hands of the propaganda specialist. The Anderson Cooper, the Wolf Blitzer of society. It's a career field now. It's a university curriculum. PR. It's a firm, a PR firm. This specialist is more and more assuming a distinct place and function in our national life. New activities call for new nomenclature. The propagandist, who specializes in interpreting enterprises and ideas to the public, and in interpreting the public to promulgators of new enterprises and ideas, because they see these people, like I said, the Rahm Emanuels of society, they don't think right. They don't think right. You and I don't think like that. So there has to be an interpreter translating between the sociopaths and normal people. And they are sociopaths. And that now they're the corporate darlings. It's just, that's been normalized too, which, again, you know, if you read Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, we are on the superhighway to serfdom. The chapters, The Abandoned Road, The Great Utopia, Individualism and Collectivism, The Inevitability of Planning, The Inevitability, quote-unquote, of planning, planning and democracy, planning and the rule of law, economic control and totalitarianism, whom, security and freedom. Again, that reminds me of the conversation on Fox's The Five yesterday, in particular among others. 10, why the worst get on top. 11, the end of truth. 12, the socialist roots of Nazism. Feel the burn. 13, the totalitarians in our midst. 14, material conditions and ideal ends. 15, the prospects of international order. 16, conclusion. It's worth reading. We should all be familiar with it. We're on the superhighway to serfdom, returning to that feudal authoritarian despotic system. But Bernays wrote, new activities call for new nomenclature. The propagandist who specializes in interpreting enterprises and ideas to the public and in interpreting the public to promulgators of new enterprises and ideas has come to be known by the name of Public Relations Council. There, it's PR. It's a PR person. It's normal now. big companies hire a PR person or even a PR firm to translate, right? Interpreting enterprises and ideas to the public, and in interpreting the public to promulgators of new enterprises and ideas. You know, the opportunity of crisis. We need an interpreter to interpret the opportunity of crisis. You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before. If your house is on fire, hey, maybe it's time to plan a vacation. Maybe it's time to plan a new, the building of a new house. That's how people think, right? Normal people think that. No, normal people don't think like that. That's evil. Like I said, the arsonist thinks like that. It's not normal. So, again, just, you know, quickly, and we'll go to the phones. Who created the terrorists? The terrorist networks, like I said, Mujahideen, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, ISIS, Al-Shabaab, Nusra, Lashkar, Khorasan Group, Boko Haram, you know, name an offshoot. They're all Al-Qaeda offshoots. Robin Cook said it. Al-Qaeda, literally the database of the thousands of Mujahideen fighters recruited by the CIA, was a CIA database. And what's worse still, what's worse is we're still proliferating these groups. Remember, and the world knows. What's worse still is the world knows. We've played the clip of Bashar al-Assad saying the West isn't interested in fighting the terrorists. You know, he's asked the question. It's a specious question. Misleading. Logical fallacy. You know, are you willing to fight the terrorists with the West? He says the West isn't interested in fighting the terrorists. They want to manage them. And he's absolutely right. Remember the DIA memo from 2012 that Judicial Watch exposed? And speaking of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton mentioned that they're trying to dig into the Seth Rich nonsense too. Why is there a crisis, PR guy, Brad Bauman, speaking for the family and shutting down all communication in an investigation that is leading nowhere? Are you really trying to tell me the family doesn't want to know who killed their son? I find that hard to fathom. It's incomprehensible. And there's this massive effort to shut down all discussion, to marginalize the coverage by Fox News, Fox issuing a retraction. That's interesting because you can still find on Fox News the December 26, 2001 story, report Bin Laden already dead. Remember that story? That hasn't been retracted. So there's this massive effort to shut down the Seth Rich discussion. Meanwhile, folks like Newt Gingrich have said he was assassinated. We played that clip. Why is the broader mainstream media community trying to shut that down and marginalize Fox and Sean Hannity specifically for covering it? Sean says he's not backing away from it, which I think is commendable and courageous. At last I checked. I haven't checked on that today, but that's good. Anyway, the world knows. Remember, Judicial Watch got a hold of the DIA memo back in 2012 that proves that the intel community and the military they thought it was a great idea if we could let ISIS cultivate ISIS in Syria and let them fight with the Assad regime. The world knows. Assad has said the truth, which is the West is not interested in fighting the terrorists. They want to manage the terrorists. And remember Putin's remarks back in 2014? TrueStream Media made a video specifically about that regarding who created the terrorists. Is a 5-minute video. I'd play that, but it's Putin speaking in Russian, responding to questions. He says, you know, who created the terrorists? Who's responsible for all this nonsense? It's utterly absurd. Everything that's happening is just insane in this country. Yesterday on C-SPAN, last thing I'll say and we'll go to the phones, Tom Coburn on limiting the power of the federal government, former Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma, talked about his book, Smashing the DC Monopoly. Sounds great, doesn't it? Sounds great. Sounds encouraging. In which he argues for an Article 5 Amendments Convention as the best solution to limit the power and scope of the federal government. Fail. Part of the Article 5 crowd, the ConCon crowd, went away because it was exposed as a fraud, a surreptitious pretext to basically overthrowing the Constitutional Republic. It's what it is. You know, it's a pretext to essentially usurping the administrative branch at this point. You know, part of what I would call the glasnost effect. So I want to play that Brennan quote because, or the clip from his testimony yesterday, because it reminds me of the glasnost effect. First of all, he proves that it's much ado about nothing. Donald Trump may have violated two protocols. Whose protocols? The intelligence committee? Who cares? Who presides over the intelligence community? The executive branch. Who's in charge? The White House or John Brennan? Come on. Seriously? It's ridiculous. It's just so absurd. And speaking of absurd, Honda's Memorial Day commercial in Spanish is ridiculous. We'll get to that in a minute. First, let's go to the phones and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
You know, manipulating the masses, controlling the masses according to our will without their knowing it.
Yeah.
I think back to the 1960s. Television sitcom, basically predictive programming, something called Bewitched. You know, this cute witch married to a crazy looking ad man, propaganda guy, public relations guy, who always has a problem, and she saves the day by using her witchcraft to manipulate the people that want to buy an ad from his firm. Okay? Yep. So, you know, they're telling us, we're not listening, we're laughing at it, and I'm guilty. You know, 50 years ago, I was a 9-year-old kid, so I was guilty, I'm laughing, and I'm looking at a pretty witch. And when you think about what's going, I hear the music.
Yeah, we're headed into a break. Folks, stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Back. John, you're going to make a point, and I want to read a portion of that that excerpt of Chapter 4 from Propaganda, Bernays' Propaganda, the Psychology of Public Relations, at some point soon. So, go ahead, please.
Okay, well, I'm trying to paint a little bit of a picture, and I hope I can do it in a way that it's understandable to others as I see it. You know, back in the 60s, we watched that program where witchcraft was involved in public relations and advertising, and really not much has changed. You know, remember her Uncle Arthur, who an adult in the 60s may have understood that Uncle Arthur had no girlfriend, and Uncle Arthur may have been, you know, may have been a gay witch or a gay, whatever you call him, a warlock, okay? And we laughed at it then because Uncle Arthur was a strange character. And incrementally through the years, now we're laughing at it. If we were to know certain things, we'd say, well, that's okay, as long as it doesn't affect me. And really, the incrementalism that Ben Franklin was talking about, the ad companies are doing to us now, and especially since the advent of the computer back in the late 90s when I got my first computer in 97. And you use Google and do you Yahoo and, you know, web crawler and all the rest of this that were basically giving you search results based on databases, doing what the ad people were doing 100 years ago. Tell them what they want to hear. Give them, feed them what they're interested in, and they'll buy anything from you. And we're contributing daily. And I'm as guilty as anyone else. When I do my internet search to do the research that I do, about the things that I talk about, man, Google will feed me. They'll you know, I can do it on my phone or talk to my grandchild in the car and go to my phone, and the thing, my phone's been listening. I look on my phone and what pops up? But one of the questions that my grandson or my granddaughter was asking me, Papa, can we do this? And I go to my phone, and there it is. I didn't even ask the phone. But when I turn, you know, when I bring the phone out of sleep, right there on my front page is something that they've said in the back seat on the way to church. So, you know, is witchcraft involved? Absolutely. They're telling us what we want to hear. We need to be wise enough, Chris, to understand. And I know you are, and I know that many are, but there's many that are asleep, and they're going along to get along because the preachers, instead of preaching against certain things, and it's hard to come down on something and point your finger out at the pew when you got four fingers pointing back at you or three fingers and a thumb coming back at you, and you know you're just as guilty as they are. Then the preaching's not getting done, the teaching's not getting done, the conviction doesn't come, and America slides down the hole. And I'll let it go at that. I hope that made sense.
But, I think so.
We're contributing. We're forging the chains for ourselves because we're not taking a stand.
Yeah. And, you know, to your point, do you want to, I'm gonna read kind of a broader excerpt of chapter 4 that begins with the point that you always raise. Chapter 4 of Edward Bernays' Propaganda, published back in 1928. Bernays, obviously, Uncle Sigmund Freud's nephew, who fused Freud's work together with Madison Avenue marketing, and voila. We have the century of the self in America, the prosumer, as Alvin Toffler put it, the lender, borrower, consumer, producer of last resort, as has been said, so to speak. Anyway, chapter 4, Bernays writes, the systematic... I should probably wait until after the break. I might do that because it's...
All right, I'll make room. I'll listen in.
All right, thanks, John. I think folks will be shocked, actually. And, you know, to be manipulated in this way, I don't know about anybody else, but it's unacceptable in my opinion.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, briefly from Chapter 4 of Edward Bernays' Propaganda, and then back to the phones. To corroborate John's point, and I suppose what I was saying earlier, think about the manipulation at work. And for someone to write this is just, it's despicable. It's evil. The systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. Studies of the group mind established that the group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. So it's taking Freud's work and massaging it slightly for mass psychology and then fusing it together with Madison Avenue. So the question, and this is what's psychotic. So the question naturally arose, no, only for psychopaths. Psychopaths like Rahm Emanuel, who don't think right, think these kinds of things. So the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? Next words, first words of the next paragraph. The recent practice of propaganda has proved that it is possible. But here is the broader quote. Continuing, theory and practice have combined with sufficient success. And listen, he's not just guessing. It was a fairly refined science by the time he wrote the book Propaganda. So he explains, theory and practice have combined with sufficient success to permit us to know that in certain cases we can affect some change in public opinion with a fair degree of accuracy by operating a certain mechanism. Listen to this. Just as the motorist can regulate the speed of his car by manipulating the flow of gasoline. Think about that. Do you feel comfortable with that or good about being manipulated like a car. The modern propagandist studies systematically and objectively the material with which he is working in the spirit of the laboratory. If the matter at hand is a nationwide sales campaign, he studies the field by means of clipping service or of a corps of scouts or by personal study at a crucial spot. So, you know, all of those research studies, all of those polls, et cetera, this is a part of why those things are so prolific these days, the think tanks, et cetera, et cetera. Scientific accuracy of results is not to be expected. Nah, we're not concerned with that. We just want to manipulate people. So accuracy, truth, logic, objectivity, we're not concerned with that. But continuing, listen to this, and I'll conclude with this. If you can influence the leaders, either with or without their conscious cooperation, and the Marxist, Alinskyite, you know, cultural Marxist social justice warriors of today come to mind. They're the folks that influence them, or as Huckabee put it, remember, I always mention that foreign policy speech that he gave 10 years ago now, where he, oh man, that's so funny. The CFR page that used to contain Mike Huckabee's foreign policy speech from 10 years ago has vanished. Funny how that works. It is the first time I've noticed that. Anyway, so he said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual spark and the poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. They're the, you know, the intellectuals are the spark, the poor, desperate people are the tinder. And, you know, Obama went far to, and he said the middle class is a firewall. Obama went far to eviscerate the middle class, obviously. And so now we have the spark in the tinder box. We have this glasnost effect inciting all kinds of convulsions in society. Anyway, interesting. I'm going to have to find out what happened there. I wonder why. It's funny how things that get mentioned on this broadcast seem to kind of get lost down the memory hole. Anyway, back to Bernays's propaganda. If you can influence the leaders either with or without their conscious cooperation, you automatically influence the group which they sway. But men do not need to be actually gathered together in a public meeting or in a street riot to be subject to the influences of mass psychology. And again, speaking of this mass psychology, you know, you think about they don't need to be gathered together in a public meeting or in a street riot to be subject to the influences of mass psychology, because man is by nature gregarious or social, fond of company, you know, a social animal, they say, because these people think of people as animals. Because man is by nature gregarious, he feels himself to be a member of a herd, see, animal, even when he is alone in his room with the curtains drawn. So then, of course, that should call to mind Marshall McLuhan. Meet him is the message, because it's the mass psychology hypnosis mechanism. The medium is the message, and the words in that statement are very specific, and they have a very specific meaning. His mind retains the patterns which have been stamped on it by the group influences. Think about that. His mind retains the patterns which have been stamped on it by the group influences. Man is by nature a gregarious herd animal. Well, I say not if the herd is nihilistic and suicidal, but I digress. His mind retains the patterns which have been stamped on it by group influences. A man sits in his office deciding what stocks to buy Indeed, a friend has observed stocks and bonds. Think about the stocks and bonds of old. Those words have specific meaning. He imagines, no doubt, that he is planning his purchases according to his own judgment. In actual fact, his judgment is a melange of impressions stamped on his mind by outside influences which unconsciously control his thought. He buys a certain railroad stock because it was in the headlines yesterday, and hence is the one which comes most prominently to his mind because he has a pleasant recollection of a good dinner on one of its fast trains, because it has a liberal labor policy, a reputation for honesty, because he has been told that J.P. Morgan owns some of its shares. Anyway, there's more, but being manipulated in a variety of ways, again, to me, calls to mind the words of many of the founders and others, Hayek's Road to Serfdom and others. I don't want to be manipulated. I just want to be left alone to decide for myself. And folks that start to kind of realize this is what's happening, hopefully come to their own realization that, again, as I pointed out yesterday, I think the operative concept should come from Hebrews chapter 5, the end of chapter 5 and beginning of chapter 6. So specifically, Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. We're all supposed to be on solid food. We're not infants sucking on a bottle. So we should all, in this society, in this day and age, in this moment in history, when we have all of the tools and resources at our disposal to be the most enlightened, if you like, generation that the world has ever known, history has ever known, we have just overwhelming, limitless resources to be the wisest generation, society that history has ever known. Google could create the new Alexandria. It could be open source. It could be collaborative commons. Wikipedia sort of does that, but it's manipulated. It's very unfortunate. Solid food is for the mature, who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. That's where we should be. Let's go back to the phones. Grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Can you hear me okay?
Hi, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah, I got crib notes, so it's going to take me a little bit here. And you done a lot of talking and got my mind buzzing. But to build on what you just said, your commentary, and build on what John said. Now, not to label you, but you're a good interpreter. And what I mean by that, you're a good interpreter between the psychopaths and normal people. In other words, you're explaining to normal or normalcy biased people, be they atheists or believers, interpret to them what the psychopath is saying. And if you listen to a man, I found this out years ago, you let a man talk long enough, you'll know where he's coming from. But to go on here, you interpret between psychopaths and normal people. They listen, meaning the people, but they don't hear, be they Christian believers or atheists or agnostics or whatever. And that is because for these reasons. They hear about the dialectic, the Hegelian dialectic, it still has not soaked in. They don't understand it. Cognitive dissonance, it hasn't soaked in. They don't understand it. Be you an atheist, an agnostic, a cowboy, a truck driver, or a Christian believer with faith in Christ. Okay, normalcy bias. To overcome normalcy bias takes honesty, self-honesty, to change things only that can be done by the each and every individual, period. Now, you have your confirmation bias, and I get so sick of listening to RBN anymore and the same people parroting what the host is talking because it confirms what they say. Say the host really lied like hell, and but it was what the people believed, so that would confirm it. Well, let's say the host was truthful as all heck and pissed a lot of people off. Well, they wouldn't listen to him or he'd get a lot of calls because to overcome confirmation bias, you have to look into your own soul. Now, an atheist has a worldview totally different and opposite, in most cases, from a so-called believer or Christian believer. But they're both normalcy biased and they are both ignorant. Because let's take the Christian sitting in a pew listening to a pastor that preaches fluff, 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 and he's building up numbers in the church with fluff, 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 and the people feel good. What if that pastor, not say fire and brimstone, and you're going to burn in hell forever, that is not going to happen, you don't burn forever. What if he told them the truth? Boy, the numbers would dwindle. Well, I feel so terrible. I feel bad. There's something wrong with that pastor. Well, the same way with the atheists, you know, their worldview. And it goes back to the individual. Now, in the to make the change. Now, let's take the case of the Christian. You cannot rely on most pastors in most churches. And there is no perfect church. Because if I joined a certain church, it wouldn't be perfect anymore because I sure as hell am not perfect. But the only way, and this is a Christian view, you've got to study on your own. So when you hear the host, the pastor, the speaker, well, this doesn't jive with the Bible. Thus saith the Lord. That takes work and effort, and that takes honesty to yourself, introspection to yourself. And that still applies to the atheist. I'm using these two analogies, the atheist, so-called, and the Christian believer, so-called. Until people start to understand the Hegelian dialectic and then cognitive dissonance, and then normalcy bias, which we all have, and I have, and confirmation bias, and I'm guilty of it, too, and I have to guard against it. Well, that's all I got to say, and I hope I have been of help. Thank you, Chris, unless you want to ask me something.
I think that you are broadly encapsulating what I have said and what John was saying. I think you're spot on, and we all have those biases.
Let me add on something here, Chris. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got about 600 downloads, so I'm all over the page. You know, I'm not just a one pony show, but for 3 years, I'm on the same thing that I've been trying to get out. But here it is. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Everybody, you listening? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Daniel. The book of Daniel chapter 7. Matthew. Matthew and the Gospels. Chapter 24. Then Revelation. Revelation. Chapter 13. if you want to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7.
We're heading into a break, Fred. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're on the phones. Fred, I want to go back to the phones in a second and grab Lark if that's not a bad thing. So,
well, I like to stay on when Lark's there because I don't agree with everything Lark says, but he's given me more air time than any other host. Go ahead.
All right. I appreciate it, Fred. And those passages that you mentioned, we all should read those. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, thanks, Chris. I just wanted to mention your chat room. Some of your listeners have placed some relevant links within the chat room that I think are worthy of our attention.
Right on.
I don't know if you've even mentioned the address, roguewarriorradio.chatango.com.
I did at the outset of the broadcast, but I haven't since then. Yes.
Well, so what I was thinking, of course, just to be quick here, is I was thinking about the GRIN technologies, you know, genetic, robotic, information, and nano.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded that, you know, remember, capitalism juxtaposed against communism produces communitarianism. Well, what is capitalism but corporatism, what others have called corporativism. And capitalists are very efficiency, economic-minded. And so those GRIN technologies bear a relationship to what Yuri Bezmenov spoke of. And that would be, of course, demoralization, destabilization, insurgency, and normalization. Links included in your chat room regarding that. And Adam Curtis came out with a film last year called Hypernormalization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and didn't we talk about some of the remarks from that and the Russian propagandist? Anyway, I think you and I discussed that on air at one point.
Yeah, anyway. And then of course, you know, I think of this word engrenage, this French word, engrenage, which roughly means gearing. And when you look at society as a whole, the movement of people attached to resources and assets, and just the hubbub of daily activities in their everyday lives, you can see it as rather much like a machine. And so people function essentially as gear wheels inside this machine. And so a lot of people are actually manipulated without realizing it. They don't realize that perhaps they really are involved in organized crime.
Yeah.
When you look at the larger picture. And that's why I think it's important to identify our terms, define them, and remember this tripartite equation. Socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. And today, capitalists and communists and libertarians, believe it or not, are all functioning as socialists and very often gangsters.
Yeah.
And we're enslaving ourselves
a la Aldous Huxley. To evil. In the year
1900, white people. That's exactly right. Comprised 35% of the world. And so there's not a lot of time. So I appreciate the time.
I always appreciate your calls, Lark. Thank you. Thanks to everyone. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Our media, our churches, and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.